So we pointed out that Pasul B'Kisnin is going to have some special halachas. So let's talk about what is the definition of Pasul B'Kisnin, and we'll talk about what halachas it has, B'ez Hashem, next week. There is a machloikis in halacha, how to define Pasul B'Kisnin. Again, Pasul B'Kisnin is something which really is dough, it's bread, it's batter, which is baked, and now it has a halacha of pas, it's chayv and mechala, if you have a certain amount, if you have the right amount. But Chazal said, since it was eaten in a way which is not normally made to be the mainstay of a meal, therefore its bracha is not hamotzi, it's mezonos. So the Gemara says the phrase pas above a kistin. So what does that mean? So one of the explanations that the Mishnah brought down in Shulchan Aruch is the word kistin is like a word of a kis, a packet. So you picture a hamantashen. It's made to hold something in the middle. So that what's in the middle, this is like a packet holding the thing in the middle. So since it's made with that thing in the middle, probably it's not really made to be a bread for the mainstay of the meal. It's made to be a snack. Therefore, the bracha is going to be mezonos and not hamotzi. The second explanation, it's not referring to the that there's a packet there, but the dough itself has other things mixed into the dough. There's other things mixed into the dough. There's sugar, there's oil, there's nuts, things mixed into the dough itself. The third explanation, that the word kisin, the more the word koses means to munch on something, to chew on it. It's talking about something which is baked in a, as opposed to baked in a soft way, it's baked and it's hard and it's brittle, like let's say a pretzel. So that is something which, therefore, you munch on it more than you eat it. It's not going to be something which you're going to use as your mainstay of your meal. And it's not pas, and it's going to be the bracha of berei menei mezonos. Now, so there's three explanations in the halacha. We need to explain each one of them exactly. Each one has its own limits. So why is matzah? What's the bracha on matzah? It's how much do you have to have in the dough to change its status? We spoke about that a little bit. Etc. We have to talk about that. We'll talk about that. But I want to point out that there's three explanations of the Gemara, and we have to know that each one of these explanations agree with the other one. Because we're starting out that it's pas. We're saying, well, it's going to be downgraded. And the Gemara says, this is the explanation of what the Gemara meant. What's going to be, according to opinion number one, that it means a hamantashen? What does he hold about pretzels? Okay, what does he hold about pretzels? So the Mishabura starts off, he brings from Kivager. The Kivager assumes each one disagrees with the other one. So according to the first opinion, Hamantashen is a Mazonis, and pretzels are Hamoitzi. Hard pretzels are Hamoitzi, according to that opinion. According to the opinion which says it means a cake which has a lot of batter, but a Hamantashen, if you make it, use a regular bread dough for it, it's going to be Hamoitzi. Even though it's got all the stuff in the middle. Right? But it's not in the dough itself. And each opinion is going to disagree with the other opinion. He does bring a Marmor Mordechai, which says that that's not necessarily clear. Maybe that each one agrees with the other one. Now, this is significant, obviously. Now, we pass it all three Lekula, and you always make a Mazonis, unless you have a full amount of it. But there's halacha when a person eats a meal, at the end of the meal, he eats dessert, he makes a bracha on dessert. And that applies to Pasul B'Kisnin also. You also make a bracha on that, at the end of the meal. But if it's bread, if it's hamoitzi, really, you don't make a bracha at the end of the meal. So if I want to eat a few pretzels at the end of the meal, so according to opinion number three, it's Pasul B'Kisnin. Should make a mezonos. Well, according to opinion number one, number two, according to Kivager, it's bread already. You said a moitzi. This is bread. What are you making a bracha on it for? So Mishavur comes out that the only time you're going to make a bracha at the end of the meal on Pasul B'Kisnin is if it meets all three criteria. It's a flaky dough. There's a lot of other ingredients in the dough itself, and it has a meal in it. So an apple pie, for example. The dough is a flaky dough. It has a lot of oil in the dough itself, and if it's a dough which has a top and a bottom, it's a pie which has a top and the bottom, it's sitting in a kiss, so that would meet all three criteria. A pie which has a covering on top, you'd make a bracha mezonos at the end of the meal, even though you washed. However, if you would have anything which does not meet all three criteria, you would not make a mezonos at the end of the meal. Just to clarify this machloikis, so what we're arguing in is, we said the idea of Pasul B'Kisnin is its main purpose is not to be a meal, it's to be a snack. Well, all three of these things meet that criteria. Right, is the Gemara giving me examples? The Gemara saying this is what it is. Right. If the Gemara saying, listen, the idea is any snack. Example is this. Now you go figure out yourself, what snacks do I have in mind? So nowadays, maybe halacha could change. Even nowadays, some which was according to the time the Gemara was passed, nowadays everybody eats as a snack. It's a snack. Because snacks are snacks. That's what the Gemara is really saying. Is that what the Gemara is saying? Or is the Gemara saying, no, this is what I mean, and that's it. And it has to be the criteria exactly as said in the halacha. This is the machloikis in halacha, and it's very negeya. We'll see as we go through the halacha, the possible bakistin. Do we look at the situation as it is nowadays, or do we look at it was based on the definition of the way it was in halacha? You can see, obviously, that we'll have many applications, etc. Have a good morning, and have a good Shabbos.